Senator Mark Begich is calling for the creation of a new government position, Ambassador for the Arctic. He also wants to see a regional citizens advisory council form to focus on Arctic issues. Begich made his proposals yesterday at a conference about the impact diminishing Arctic ice is having on naval and maritime operations. The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland is hosting the event, designed to bring together naval and Coast Guard leaders, scientists, and policymakers. Begich says he wants to see a U.S. Arctic ambassador because other members of the International Arctic Council have ambassadors representing them at high-level meetings. He says the Obama administration and the Secretary of State are paying attention to the Arctic, but he wants to see a long-term commitment.
I do give credit to Secretary Clinton for raising the level because of her personal interest in Arctic policy, but what I want to see is a more sustainable level, and I think an Arctic ambassador that has the authority to make policy decisions and be at the same stature as the other nations, I think is critical for us to deal with Arctic policy in a broader perspective than just one issue.
Begich also wants to see a regional citizens advisory council made up of northern Alaskans. He says it can be modeled after the Prince William Sound Citizens Advisory Council, which was created in the aftermath of the Exxon Valdez oil spill.
I think, in a sad way, we did it in Prince William Sound in a response to a tragic incident. In this case, we have a chance to learn from that experience and do it right.
Begich says the Northern RCAC would not be anti-development, but could give Northern Alaskans a voice in future oil and gas plans. He says he hears often from residents of places like Barrow that they need more of a presence at the table.
They don't feel like they're included in a lot of this discussion. And so this would ensure their long-term inclusion, but also give a working partnership with development that may occur there into the future. And they get to be part of that equation.
Begich is also asking for more funding in Arctic science and an increased investment in infrastructure like icebreakers and Coast Guard facilities. He's also calling for ratification of the Law of the Sea Treaty, which other senators, including Lisa Murkowski, also support. The third symposium on the impacts of an ice-diminishing Arctic on naval and maritime operations continues through tomorrow.